TV Film is an independent film showcase from WMHT that celebrates the talents of independent filmmakers from upstate New York with a special focus on the Capital District. This week, TV Film presents A Night of Frights, featuring numerous short horror and thriller films from chilling to comedic. The program first airs October 29th at 10 p.m. on WMHT, and then will screen at the Linda on Friday, October 30th. Here to tell us more are Daniel Swinton, the executive producer of the series, who co-established it with producer and host Brandon Bethman 7 years ago, and Zee Kubisch, who is TV Film's co-producer and editor. He's been in charge of the series for the past 2 years. Daniel and Zeke, thank you very much for being with us. Great pleasure to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so let us begin with you, Daniel, of how exactly this all came to be.
Well, I think it was born of the fact that we wanted to do something that would help promote the sort of burgeoning little film, maybe not quite industry yet at this point in upstate New York, but the creative community of independent filmmakers that are here. So, you know, we were able to apply for some grants through NISCA, and we were able to get a little bit of seed money to start this crazy adventure. And, we put together the show, and it's been going ever since.
So is it a call and response in the sense of people know that this is happening, so they make films because of that, or you put out a call for films that perhaps have already been in development?
It would be great if it was the first. I think it's more of the second. I think it's that people are making these films out there independently just for the love of being creative and trying to maybe find a way to break into the film industry or to hone their craft. And then we came along and said, hey, we can support you by giving you a platform to show your work where you might have a larger audience than you could have ever had otherwise. You know, most short films will maybe play at a festival. You can put them on YouTube or some online streaming platform. But because we're television broadcasters, we reach a huge audience who maybe isn't necessarily looking for this stuff, but we'll see it in our schedule. And then we'll tune in and learn about all the filmmakers that are out there.
So when you find out what is out there, you have to obviously figure out what fits into what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what we do is we put out the call for entries, which is actually we're opening up a little bit this year just to coincide with the event over at the Linda. So October 30th, people will be able to come to the website. They'll be able to look through the application rules, and then they'll be able to submit their film. So they send us a link, and then we screen it. And we actually have a panel of experts, you know, resident experts and filmmakers from the region who are sort of established, who help us with that selection process. So we try to curate the series and get a good cross-section of everything that's out there, and you know, try to give a real variety from fiction films to documentaries, experimental animation, you know, name it, it's in there.
So when it comes to your work, Zeke, how are you, what are you doing to put all of this together?
So for me, once all the pre-production's done, I take the films, I take the filmmaker interviews that we do in our studio, and I try to put it all together in our show, make the graphics, try to make everything pop and be interesting. Because if when you're presented with a film, you might not necessarily care. But we want you to enjoy the art and appreciate the local person that's made that and put it together for you, and that they live in the same community as you and be entertained by it.
So what goes into those interviews? What do you want to know from the filmmaker?
So a lot of times we want to know first why they made the film. We want to know what their inspiration was, what it took to make the film. Because on a local level, it's very different than the Hollywood films that you see. And a lot of times people are working bare bones to make what you see. And a lot of times you don't realize that when you see it. It looks so nice that they made that with that kind of a budget and that kind of a crew. So we're trying to show through the interviews what it took to make that, what you're going to see right after you hear them talk about it.
When you look at the films, so what can you tell us about the films that we'll see on WMHT and then at the Linda?
So, you know, during the regular season, it's a 6 half-hour season that runs usually during the summertime. And you can view all the past season online right now, so you can see. That's just sort of a cross-section. That's whatever we get. So it doesn't have any particular theme necessarily. This Thursday during the broadcast and on Friday, we're going to have this sort of Halloween-themed episode. And that was because this year, for whatever reason, there was just a bumper crop of you know, horror thriller films. And so we decided, you know what, let's do something special this year. We've been doing this for 8 years. We've broadcast it, but let's get out there in the community and see if we can engage the filmmakers at this local event. And it just seemed to be a really cool way to use some of that other material that we just didn't have room for in the series, because obviously you don't want to skew it too much toward the horror genre. You know, you want to make sure that there's a cross section.
Do we have a death toll? Do you know what the death toll is?
I don't know. I think there's some ambiguous, maybe you don't know if they died or
right,
not.
Right, right. There's a lot up for interpretation, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's fun. Any sense of why that is, why there are so many of those films being made?
I think as a filmmaker, a lot of times that's one of the most fun things to do. It's not the most easy, but it's fun to be super creative and get to throw kind of reality out the window a lot of times with this kind of a film. So I think, especially when people are starting out, this is kind of what you dream to make, and that's why you see it so often, I think.
Yeah.
When it comes to the films that you have selected for this, so is this the first time they will have been seen then?
About half of them were in previous episodes of TV film. About half were not seen in the last season.
All right.
So it's a mix of other stuff.
And what can you tell us about the filmmakers and what they have done that brought them to this particular episode?
For this episode, it's kind of a mix. There are a couple of student filmmakers, or maybe at the time that they made these films were students. And then there's also some fairly accomplished producer directors that are in the capital region or around. So it's a big mix of experience and people who have not necessarily done horror films before. And there are certain people on this list, like Daniel Sparling and Jacob McAuliff, that have the other films that maybe they've submitted to us or that I know that they've made have also been along that genre. So it's a big diverse mix, which is really nice to see, because that's what makes it interesting.
Mm. When you put all of this together, were there as many people working in this industry and doing this type of thing when you first started?
I mean, it's hard to say, but what we can say is that we, season 7 that we just completed, we came off the biggest crop of submissions that we've had to date. So, you know, we've had other seasons that had maybe 30, 40 films submitted. We had 70 submitted this past year.
Wow.
So we thought, you know, maybe when we first started doing this show, we would have a lot of interest and maybe a lot of backlog of material that was out there. And so maybe we'd have lots of submissions the first few years, and then maybe it would taper off and get harder to find films. And we found the opposite. We're finding more and more of this being done in the community. It's partly because there's such a huge interest in independent film, but it's also the tools are getting cheaper, and there's a lot more film programs and media studies programs and new media programs. So there's a lot more understanding of the tools and techniques that are required to make a short film at the general level.
How do you qualify short film?
For our purposes on the show, it's less than 20 minutes. Some festivals may say a short is 5 minutes, but for us, you know, it's a half hour show. And if we're going to dedicate a whole show to one film, you know, about 20 minutes when you put it in the filmmaker interview.
Wow. And then as far as the what you were talking about a moment ago, when I was growing up, we would basically call these student films.
Some of them are. But some of these folks have never been to film school. They are simply passionate people who decided to go ahead and decide to make a film for themselves. Actually, Brandon Bethman, host of the series and co-producer of the series, he started making independent horror films. He was just passionate about that genre, and he grew up with sci-fi and horror films, and he decided, hey, I'm going to start making a movie. And so he made a couple of films, and that's actually sort of what led him to helping with this series.
So this comes off as a smart-alecky question, but I mean it as a serious question. And I apologize for my voice completely collapsing on me at this moment.
You're quaking with fear.
Yeah, that is right. A night of fright indeed. So what is there money to be made here?
So this is the really cool thing about the NISCA grant, is that we do have the ability to pay for filmmakers to submit their film. So this isn't just like, oh, you submit your film to us and then, you know, we sort of reap the benefits of broadcasting it. It's we're giving you a huge platform, potential yep. platform for your film, and we can pay you per minute for the film. And that's fluctuated depending on the amount of the grant, but usually between $40 and $50 per finished minute. So if you've got a 20-minute film and you're successful getting in the series, I mean, that could be $1,000, which is more than many people will ever see for a short film.
Have you seen, you mentioned reaping the benefits, so have you seen films that have been early on go on after they have aired and have more of a life?
I know that a lot of filmmakers, they may have begun the filmmaking process thinking about our program, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But most are thinking festivals, and they wanted to run the festivals, or they just made it for fun. But many go on to submit to other festivals and try to reach a bigger platform, something online. So there have been a couple of filmmakers that I have talked to and worked with through this process that I know have been on to other festivals, whether they did it in Chatham or like very hyper-local, or even went farther, went into Boston and Salem. Yeah. And people have had more success than just being on our show.
To be on your show, what is considered local? What do you want the geographic reach to be?
So essentially, what is for us local is what WMHT's broadcast footprint, which yeah. is a huge swath of upstate New York. So we have a special focus on the Capital District, but we will take and consider films produced anywhere in upstate New York. And actually, if you're listening further downstate, if it was produced in New York City, it's actually not eligible for the program, then that's a requirement of the grant, because they really wanted us to focus on upstate filmmaking. New York City has a very healthy industry. They wanted to make sure that we...
They seem to be doing all
right. They throw us a bone yeah. upstate that we're really thankful to receive. And I think we do a lot with that.
Absolutely. So the show will be on Thursday night at 10 o'clock on WMHT, and then it'll be 30 minutes, right?
It's an hour.
It's an hour long. Yep. Excellent. And then the same thing will air on Friday, or will be different films?
It'll be the same films, but it'll be presented to you in a little different. Brandon Bethman, our host, will be there to kind of live MC the event, and we've put the films together in a different way with some other fun little tweaks that you'll see if
okay.
you're there.
Some treats.
Yeah.
Excellent.
To surprise you.
So it'll be fun to see live.
Yes.
So that event takes place on Friday, October 30th, the night before Halloween. So how cool is that? Mm-hmm. TV Films Night of Frights will air on WMHT on Thursday and will screen at the Linda on Friday. To visit to learn more, visit thelinda.org or WMHT.org. Daniel Swinton and Zeke Kubisch, thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck with the project. Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. Thank you. Again, find out more about the events by going to thelinda.org or WMHT.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.